Well, good morning. First of all, as you know, this is the beginning of the season of Lent. I love that that group. All right, let's start over again. I jumped way ahead of myself. This is the beginning of the season of Advent. And Advent means in the dictionary definition, it means the arrival of a notable person or event or thing. And the season of Advent, it's a good time for us to search our minds and hearts, because for us, it's preparation for the awakening or the coming into that greater awareness of the Christ within ourselves. So, it's also a season of hope, a season of renewal, a season of change. It's take time, if you do nothing else this season, take some time to sit and contemplate the real meaning of the season. Yes, the birth of the Jesus, this what we all grew up listening to, yes, that's one of them. But the other reason is that the birth of Jesus represents what takes place in you when you grow into what you truly are. You are spiritual beings. You are connected. You are the Christ. It's within you. And when you learn to live from that point, when you learn to that things that you do are from the point of the Christ within you, sure, things are going to happen. But you know what? You're going to be able to move through them, through what we're going to talk about today, hope and faith. Those are two important aspects of the Advent season. And they kick off the Advent season, really. The four Sundays preceding Christmas is what is considered the Advent season. For us here, and many churches all over the place, we light a candle each Sunday representing some aspect of the Advent. This week, and don't just listen to this and go home and do nothing. You have homework to do. That's how we grow. We grow by applying the truth that we have learned. If you don't even try to apply it to your daily lives, you're missing the point of coming and lifting your consciousness up in this manner. So, hope and faith. I think one year I told you that I was mad at hope. I didn't even want to use that word. I took it out of my vocabulary because hope didn't seem like it was truth. You know, it didn't seem like it was what we talk about standing in our faith in unity. But hope, I have learned, when you look at the Hebrew meaning of it, hope, it means to expect or have some sort of expectation. You know, we can expect a lot of things, but when you expect your good to come to you, when you expect that light within you to shine, when you expect that you're going to walk in this way of life, oh my, that opens up a field so wide. So hope, at the heart of hope, and this is Eric Butterworth, I believe, who says, at the heart of hope is the expectation of belief. It's a deep inner conviction that what we are preparing for, which is what? Peace, love, joy, a birth of the awareness of the Christ. What we are preparing for is manifesting regardless of what the appearances look like in your life or what you may be walking through. This belief is the power of faith at work. So hope is like the springboard, and faith carries us the rest of the way. When you are in the midst of experience, you have to start somewhere, don't you? Of our human selves, the first thing we usually start with, I hope. We even affirm it. I hope that things will come out all right. As you say it, though, know that deep within you there is a belief that all is going to be well. Through that Christ within you, all is going to be well. Sure, it might hurt a little bit. Might be a little pain involved in it. But through the Christ within you, that's your sustaining power. We build that by using hope in such a positive way. Using hope in a way of expecting what you're hoping for is going to manifest. Yeah. And you know, once you do that, I always tell people, everything is an experience. Everything is learning ground. Everything is a process. Once you do that, what happens the next time something like that occurs? Faith carries you the rest of the way because you already know that it's possible, that it can be done. Hope is where we start as human, but we exercise our faith. That's our spiritual stuff coming up. We exercise that to carry us the rest of the way. So, hope, and one more thing about hope is fuel for faith. And when faith becomes a flame in our mind and our heart, we see by the light of this flame that there are no impossible situations. We know that there is a way out of every difficulty. I always say I wouldn't tell you anything that I hadn't practiced myself. There is always a way out of every difficulty when you stand in your faith. I like to always say to myself, the presence and the power of God is in this very situation, in this very moment, right here, right now. No matter how it looks, no matter how it feels. And then just surround yourself in that like a warm blanket. Feel that presence moving through your being. Eric Butterworth says, God is always centered in you. We believe there's nowhere we can be where God is not. God is not out here. God is in here, wanting to express through you. I can't even say that enough times to let it soak in and let people take that and sit with it and kind of simmer with it and let it simmer down deep within you. You are centered in the essence of all that there is, all the power in the universe. But the thing is, do you tap into it? The kingdom of all potentiality is already within you. Positive faith is the key to the kingdom. Holding on, knowing. You don't need to become something different in order to express your Christ self. It's there already. You need to simply set your consciousness in the presence and in the power and the allness that is. Center yourself in the realization that the whole universe is at your beck and call. You can call on those forces, on those energies of the universe because they're in you. I like what Eric Butterworth says. He says the whole universe is flowing, flowing, flowing into you, through you, all around and about you. Your need is to accept that, to let it happen, to let yourself be directed out of that consciousness, woe is me. Why, it always happens to me. Anybody ever affirm that? You're saying affirmations when you say things out loud. Oh, it always happens to me. What are you doing when you do that? You're centering yourself in that consciousness of lack. Lack of having the wisdom, lack of having the peace, lack of having the love, the intuition to move through your experiences. So we don't affirm anything like that anymore, right? Okay, good. I want to give you a quote by Elizabeth Santerner. She says, faith is the inner assurance that what we desire already exists in the invisible realm of spirit and can, by exercise of our faith, be brought into being. I call that standing in your truth. Something's going on, stand in your truth. One presence, one power. That's all I'm going to allow myself to think in this moment of trial and tribulation. One presence, one power. And that presence and that power is in me. It's not outside of me. So if it's in me, if I let it loose, it's going to go out and gather what I need, the resources I need, the love I need, the desire I need, the wisdom I need to do this thing called human experience. Now, one thing about faith, though. Yeah, it's an excellent tool, but don't just sit there, because what faith does, it draws to you like a magnet what you need in that moment. If you just sit there and ignore it, if you don't move out, if you don't try it, it's not going to do you a lot of good. But it'll make you feel good inside. But you still want it to manifest out in your experience. I want to just give you a couple examples of this manifestation. I absolutely love going to my Bible and looking for things to support me when I'm talking about various things, and faith is one of them. If we all know the story of Noah, right? We know Noah got this message, this desire, this energy to build an ark. And people laughed at him. Can you imagine? They probably said, look at him over there. Look what he's building in his yard. What a crazy man. But it's an allegory for us, yes, but it's an allegory that we can learn from, because Noah was obedient. He got his inner message and he began to do what God was telling him to do, what Spirit was telling him to do, what Spirit was working through him to do. No matter how ridiculous it may sound, in that moment, we get messages. But how often do we ignore them? Oh, I can't do that. That might have been the opening to your good. Also, like Abraham, Abraham obeyed Spirit in him also. He thought, oh, I can't talk. Why? Lead these people, and I'm going to have a land, a people from just little old me. But Abraham obeyed God. He left the city of Ur because God called him to found a new nation. What happened when they got there? There were tribes there already, people fighting. But standing in faith, listening to their inner self. And these stories are our life story. They happen in us. If you think about it, have you ever got a message to go down a certain street or something and didn't? Or did? And as a result, maybe you missed a accident. Maybe you missed something that was occurring on that other street. But if you hadn't been obedient, you know, we intuitively, when you're working on yourself spiritually, when you're doing the work, when you take time to sit in prayer and meditation and tend to your inner garden, you will receive all kinds of ways to experience in a wonderful way this thing called life. But sometimes we think, oh, that's ridiculous, I can't do that. But we have the roadmap. We have examples of people who followed that listening within. Also, like the one where Jesus' disciples came to him because they were unable to cast out. Well, we know devils are just collective thoughts, right? Well, where they were unable to cast them out of a certain man. And Jesus told them, well, because of your unbelief. He said, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and say unto this mountain, move, it will move for you. I know as a child when I heard that scripture, I said, well, how is a mountain going to move? But the thing is, there are things that occur in our lives that sound like mountains, don't they? Like we can't make it to the other side. When inside of us, if we sit and listen, we know nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Myrtle, this brings it closer to home, because look at our unity movement. Look how many centers we have. Look how many people are involved. We may think, well, I'm looking around. It's a huge, huge movement, and it's growing every day. Because people are taking these true principles and practicing them. I always think of Myrtle whenever there's a financial desire or need. Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity movement said, well, they had a meeting at headquarters one day, and they were facing a time of financial stress. And it appeared that they were going to have challenge meeting the payroll. And the staff person called them all together to pray. That's the first thing they do. And I found that out when I was at the village. First thing they do is pray. So they called all the staff together to pray. And one of them said, oh my goodness, let us pray that the money holds out. And Myrtle said, no. Oh no. Let us pray that our faith holds out. That, and this is me now, that we can see through the appearance of this lack, that we can move through it, that God is the source and the supply. One presence and one power in our lives. And you know what? Look at us today. That didn't detour them. That didn't stop them. That didn't make them say, oh, well, let's cut out this thing of trying to build up something that people can lean on and take and use. No, today it's widespread. And these truth principles work if you work them. In those times where you may be having a pity party, and yes, I have a pity party now and then. I let myself do that to bring all that garbage up instead of stuffing it down. Have that momentary pity party, and guess what? It's all brought up to the surface. And once it's at the surface, take some time to examine it. Is there any lack in the universe that would not provide for this? No. There are an enormous amount of resources out here. That's how you work through your experiences. Feeling sad about something, take time to know that deep within you, you can tap into joy. Not joy that you're in the midst of this, but joy that you're an overcomer and you can make it over the hill. Yeah, you can make it over the hill. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's expecting. Hope is expecting. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. A Cadillac is not going to drop in your lap or your driveway, but an idea of how to go about, if that's what you want, if that's what you desire, an idea of how to go about achieving that. But we know here it's not about the things, right? It's about learning who you are, and all that you need is added unto you once you stand in your truth and in faith. Yes. So let's take some. I'm going to light my candle, and, okay, I'm going to light the candle, and this candle, the purple candle, represents faith, and we're going to light the candle for faith this morning. And you can, during this meditation, you can focus on the candles that are here, or the beautiful tree. But I want you to bring your attention inward. I want you to take this journey. This journey is an awakening of a resource that you may not have known you had. It's a new awareness of a gift that is ours to discover it. And the true gift is the Christ presence within us. So right now, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and begin the inward journey. And the way to do that is to move from your head. And as you breathe in, come up to the top of your head. And as you release, slowly feel that invisible movement and activity moving down into your heart region. And in the area of the heart, we welcome hope. Increased awareness of ourselves as children of God, knowing that the source and the supply always begins in spirit. In this time of Advent, we dedicate ourselves to sharing of our Christ self with all whom our lives touch. Breathing in and breathing out, we move deeper and deeper within. We move to that point deep within where our inner chamber door is flung wide open for us to step in and be renewed and refreshed, to feel the energy of God moving in and throughout and around and about us, filling us with that light. And in that light, our faith is renewed. In that light, we feel the peace that passes all understanding. And yes, there is love unconditionally. And our joy swells up as we receive and accept all these gifts that were prepared for us before even the very foundation of the world. And we take a moment, open our hearts and our minds, and say yes to all there is, all the substance provided for us right here, right now, in the quiet. As we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we know that that presence and that power within us, the spirit of the Christ within, fills us with all the joy and peace. And so as Romans 15 and 13 reads, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're so grateful that we can take time, dear God, to rest and trust in the light of your love for us. And so as we prepare ourselves to move from this quiet place out into the world, we do so knowing we have been energized and renewed, and we go forth in zeal to do the work and the will of you, which is all good. So for this and all things, dear God, we just say thank you. Thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And for this, we are grateful, and we say, amen. It is so, and so it is. Thank you, God. And as we awaken to those around and about us, I want to give you an affirmation to carry with you through this week. I am an open channel through which spirit flows. Together, I am an open channel through which spirit flows. Feel that energy moving through you as you affirm that. Together again, I am an open channel through which spirit flows. Reach out and touch someone and say to them, turn to them now, you are an open channel through which spirit flows. Together, you are an open channel through which spirit flows. And as a sense of community, as a sense of being in this universe together as one, let's affirm it saying we are together. We are an open channel through which spirit flows. Take a deep breath. Feel that energy moving. Let it go forth and reach and touch someone who may be in need of knowing this truth this morning. You are an open channel through which spirit flows. Yes. And guess what? I am so grateful for you. I'm grateful for you being here. I'm grateful for anyone who may be watching this. You know, we are spiritual beings first and foremost, having this human experience. And in the spirit experience, we reach out and touch others and let them feel our joy. Let them see our joy by the way we represent ourselves in the world. It means a lot to our universe. Our universe responds. Yes. And so in this, we're so grateful here for the tithes and the love offerings brought in here. And we're the best stewards we can be. We don't hoard or hold it or We let it flow. We receive, and as we receive, we give. And that's the circulation of life, receiving and giving. So we have our tithes and our love offerings prepared. We give it energy. I like giving it energy by rubbing it together and letting some of that power that's within you move into those offerings for this, not only for this ministry, but for all the places that we utilize them. So let's affirm our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I give, and all that I receive. And then let it flow. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sing along on any of this. This is Bill Withers, Lean on Me. Mm-hmm.
Some just in my life. We all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know there's a end. Always tomorrow, lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. Oh, I'll help you carry on. Lord, it won't be long.
I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If you have things you need to find.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the gifts that have been brought into this ministry. We take nothing for granted. We know the many places that they come from, the substance and the source, first and foremost, is Holy Spirit. So we're grateful and we give thanks. And we know it is so, and so it is. Amen. Amen.